Earth and Sky.
From satellite, we're able to look at the Earth as a unit, as a globe, as one thing.
You're listening to NASA physical scientist Lorraine Reamer. She studies airborne dust from space using a satellite imaging tool that captures images of almost the entire globe in a single day, day after day. She said some plumes of dust in Earth's atmosphere are 2,000 kilometers wide, about the distance from New York City to Miami, Florida.
Now, when I talk about dust in a global sense, what we're really talking about is silt, a relatively fine mineral particle. So when the wind comes up, they're very lightweight and they can be transported pretty high into the atmosphere and then hit the upper layer winds and are transported far distances across the ocean.
Reamer said thousands of tons of dust sail from the Sahara Desert in Africa into South America's Amazon rainforest.
And the dust from northern Africa that is transported to South America and the Amazon may be benefited by this transport by adding iron nutrients to the soil for the terrestrial plant life to grow. But again, these are hypotheses. They're still being explored.
Our thanks today to NASA's AQUA mission, improving our knowledge of our home planet through satellite observations. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.